Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer, and happy Father's Day before I forget. And I feel it's great being with you again. I really sincerely mean that. Practical learning is an educational approach that emphasizes hands-on experiences and real-world applications of knowledge. Learning by doing. Learning common sense in doing everyday chores consistently. It has to be shown to the child or adult how it should be done in a timely and the most efficient manner. Many adults do not have common sense, but have a degree in Bachelor of Advanced Basket Weaving with a concentration in common sense deficiency. It's also called BABWCSD, or they have a Master of Theoretic Rocket Science with a minor in practical cluelessness, MTRSPC. We all know about that, right? Learning to take initiative in having to execute daily assigned tasks. You see where I'm going with this, right? The importance of practical learning. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Marietta. Did you celebrate the holiday yesterday?
What holiday?
It was Flag Day.
No, I did not. I had a very interesting week, and every day it was something else. I had to...
A lot on your plate. A
lot on my plate to make... Right. Folks, I had a lot on my plate. I don't need to get into it. So I'm ready to start, Rich.
Craft effective presentations. Learn to structure and deliver impactful presentations with at KMAR Education. 203-505-3660. Visit kmareducation.org for more. Write concise stories. Master the art of compelling storytelling in just 30 seconds with at KMAR Education. Call us 203-505-3660. Learn more at kmareducation.org.
You're tuned into the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammerer. So the topic is about practical learning this morning. I have two announcements. Now, I'd like you to write down June the 29th, 9:30 to 10. We have Mayor Tony Giannatasio on with his mom, Norma. And 11 to 12:30, we will have a lunch here at the radio station. We have five spots left. There are four spots left for community members. You don't need to be from Milford in order to lunch with us. But today is the deadline. After the show, I take no more reservations. You have to call me, 203-505-3660. You can also call the station now. We get off air at 10 o'clock. That's it. If you'd like to join us on, that's June the 29th, 11 till 12:30, and we have lunch with the mayor and other community leaders. We put a very good lunch together, by the way. So, and Pat just texted me. Pat and his wife will be coming. Pat, if you're you know, listening, thank you so much. That made me very happy that you're coming with your wife. That's nice, Rich, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I figured you'd hear back from him at some point.
Yes, you know. So anyway, so we have four spots left, and I'm also including the firemen down the street in the firehouse. I talked to Chief Fabrizi yesterday to let him know what we were doing with Tony, with the mayor, and that we have food for the firemen
are always hungry.
Right down the street here on Willis Avenue. I will not forget them. But we also have, so that's the 29th, folks. If you like to come, 203-333-9422. Talk to Rich, give him your name and telephone number, and I'll verify it with you. Or go to thebusinesschampion.com, and you will see the flyers right there, and you know what to do. So that's the 29th with the mayor. So that's a big deal. So, but also next week, I have Dr. Witten on again. She's the naturopathic oncologist, and we have a great guest, Henning Saupe. He is also an MD, but also naturopathic oncologist. He has a big clinic in Kassel, Germany. Also in Sweden, he has a clinic, and he's world known. And I have his book right in my hands, Holistic Cancer Medicine. I'm very excited to talk to him. He's going to join us per Zoom next week. So mark the date next week, the 22nd, Holistic Cancer Medicine. And we're kicking off Conscious Living. So with that, Dr. Saupe from Germany and Dr. Witten here in the studio. So I'm very excited about that. The 22nd, you know, and I will be giving a couple of books away. They're $26, you know, on Amazon and other places. So a couple of copies I'm giving away. That's it. So I really like to get into what I set out to do, even though I had some changes this week. And oh, my God. But anyway, practical application. And we're Kmar Educational Services. We're introducing internships and also apprenticeships. So they are for people that are just out of college. And you know how it is. They think they know everything. They got their degree, yeah? And they think they know everything. And they think they do, but they have never worked anywhere in their life. They haven't even done chores at home. So now right away they think, oh, they're going to, you know, make $30 an hour because they got a degree in whatever it is, right?
They will in some states where the minimum wage is up to $30 an hour, but
right.
Yeah.
So I believe that we should be an intern while we're still at school. And also internships for people who are employed. I don't care what you're doing right now. You might be in accounting and you might want to get into another field. But understanding the rhythm of a business, so important. And you might just be used to the rhythm of your business. You've been working for 20 years and, you know, it's already a done deal. You need to experience the rhythm of other businesses. And a lot of people don't get that. And I have practical, I can tell you practical stories of a person is now employed at a university, and I'm sure they're doing a great job, and they're starting a business on the side. You know, they're with the Chamber of Commerce, so I think, you know, they really know what they're doing, and they probably do. But what they don't know, they don't understand the rhythm of business, and they transfer the rhythm they have right now into the business world, and it's not going to work because business people, they want to know, hey, you're credible, you're trustworthy, and you get back to people in a timely manner. And a lot of people don't do that. So is it because they don't want the job? They're snobby? What are they? No, they're just in the rut. They don't know better. Or maybe they don't care. In that case, you might as well fold it up. Rich, what do you have to say to that? Because you and I talked about this.
Absolutely. I think it sometimes depends on the size of the business. A smaller business may not do as much of a background on people of what experience they have versus a larger business. You're talking about multi-million dollars. with some companies when you talk like a General Electric or Sikorsky, some of the big companies. So they're going to want to have people that have some experience to some degree. But that intern thing is very good because I've seen stories, and I'm sure you've heard of them too, of folks that will start at the bottom working in the mailroom, and they work their way up. They learn the business, and before you know it, they've been there 7-8 years, and they're in lower management, but they've worked their way up to where they can actually put on a tie and jacket as opposed to having a menial job.
You know, I had a student. He was 22 at the time. A student, he was out of school. That's what I mean by that. And I had to call this guy up. I gave him home assignments every day. I worked with him every day. I gave him home assignments every day. And do you know, I said at 10 o'clock sharp, we start. I had to call him at 9:45, 10 minutes to 10, and he was still in bed and he overslept. And do you know, he's now 29. He's still doing the same thing, which is nothing. And I talked immediately to the mother. And with me, you get 3 strikes and then you're out. Do you know, because he came from a friend circle, I gave them eight times. And then I said, I can't work with this anymore. I get sick. It's not my job to get your kid out of bed. And this is what I'm saying. They may have Concord College now. Congratulations. But we need to get them, you know, up and running so that they can even understand the rhythm of a business so that they fit in. Nobody's going to call your son or daughter, where are you? It's 9 o'clock. You know, he or she's not there. So, and I tell you, I wouldn't take a job like that anymore unless the parents sign the contract too that they're actively involved with the son or daughter. Then I'm going to take the job. But this was incredible. And, you know, the mother was really in charge, and she didn't want to really say anything to the she didn't want to upset her son. This is a real story. And you know what? I got really sick. I got sick mentally and physically. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. So today, going forward, I only put right in the contract that parents have to be actively involved. And I expect to be, you know, that the child adheres to everything. So I'm not calling anybody. Because you know what? If you say something to the child, they complain to the parent. And then parents say, oh, you're abusing my child. Are you kidding me? I don't need jobs like that. I really don't. Rich, I'd like to bring you in. You had a call?
I had a caller from Bridgeport signing up.
All right.
So I got a name and a number for you.
Great. Thank you. I saw you with the telephone. So what do you think? You know about this particular job that I had and how sick I got. And the parent really refused. Oh, well, I talked to him. You know, I'll talk to him. Nothing happened. You know, I'm not getting your child out of bed. That's not, hey, it's either, you know, at a certain time what we say, I can't do a good job, you know. I need that cooperation of the child, the student. And that goes for an adult, too. Adults are the same way. So, okay, we're going for a break.
Present on live radio. Gain experience on The Business Champion with at KMAR Education. Call us 203-505-3660. Discover more at kmareducation.org. Engage in research. Develop essential research skills to support your presentations with at KMAR Education. Contact us 203-505-3660. Visit kmareducation.org for details.
Marietta here on a beautiful Saturday with you, a Business Champion Radio Show. And we need initiative, assertiveness, convincing power, perseverance, and flexibility. And when we speak about flexibility, I came across an article. Whole Food Market CEO Jason Buchel spoke on stage 2023. And he said, it's somebody who thinks they know the answer to absolutely everything. Somebody who thinks that it has to be exactly like this because it has always happened before. It's always going to happen this way. Now, he's talking about not only himself, because in the past, he's saying in the article, he had the same problems. He wasn't always flexible. So, and he had to really learn the hard way. And today, the managers not only have to be flexible, but the constant change of customers' demands. So the managers really need to be on top, being flexible. And so with the team as well, the employees, it's incredible what they have to be adaptable. So, and of course, flexible. Let me just see. So flexibility, he's saying, is a valuable trait in many workplaces. Now, I didn't know that Whole Foods was owned by Amazon, if I got this correctly. Let me see. Oh, yeah, Amazon-owned grocery chain, Whole Foods. I didn't know that. So there are some people who get to a certain point and it almost feels threatening to them to learn, he's also saying. That is so true. You know, maybe they feel, hey, they're at the end of their rope. I don't know why people feel that way, but some people feel like that. What do you think, Rich?
I think they do. People can get very easily stressed, and especially nowadays with all the problems with the economy, and if you've got a family, you're trying to deal with paying your bills, and if you're looking for an opportunity to move up. One of the young ladies that my mother and I like at her facility, I just saw her last night, and she is training to be an LPN. That she said she wants to move up from the care facilitator that she is now and do a little bit better for her family. But she's trying to do it while working a full-time job, going to school and doing homework and everything. And it can become taxing, and you have to kind of almost put your knee to the grindstone to keep working at it. It's the only way you're going to improve.
Yeah. You know, we talked about constructive criticism and feedback from boss in our previous shows. So he's also saying if you don't work actively applying your boss critiques of your work, you can easily come across as inflexible, inflexible and unable to accept criticism. Now, we need to look at that. That's a whole different show. This part, because it's all what relationship that person has with the boss. And let me just say something. About a week and a half, I'm at a big grocery chain here in Fairfield, and I was asking for the manager and the two representatives at the courtesy desk. They said, well, all managers are in a meeting, and that happens that they're all in a meeting. They're all in meetings all the time. So, and, wait a minute, Donna is coming, and I can't say her name because that's all right. And the lady associate said to me, Donna goes beyond and above and beyond. That's why we love her. And I almost fell to the floor. I have never, here we talk about managers and employees all the time and how they treat one another and, you know, all of this. And I was floored. And then I met Donna, came up to the courtesy desk, and I said, the first thing I want to tell you, what your employee just said, this wonderful testimonial. And I repeated it. This is about the biggest thing, and I'm very happy for that employee. She's, at the beginning of her business career, and to voice that, and she had, this was very organic. She was not trying to get herself into the conversation because I would have picked that up. And it was sincere. And I said to her, I said, Donna, we have to, after I told her, you know, the testimonial, I said, we have to have you on the show. So that didn't work out today. I'm sorry about that. And Donna, we will reschedule you at some point. But I've never heard an employee say that. Because I didn't ask. How's your boss? Why would I ask that? I want to see one of the men. Why would I ask how the boss is?
Especially right? When you're dealing with younger people who a lot of times they tend to think that they know everything. So that's somebody that's been with the company for 10 years and suddenly you get somebody new coming in and the person that's been in there for a while, doesn't know anything, and the new person says, well, and this is what we'd have to do to change the business and make things better, when they have no clue and they've not been involved with anything. But it's nice to hear somebody that actually appreciates it.
I love that. I really, really love that. And I took it as on the spot, it was organic, and she was not trying anything except just to let her know that's why we love her. And I said, I want to share that with my listeners because that's important. So I believed it was real, you know, at the moment, because you can't put a fast one over me, you know. Even if I don't get it right on the spot and I have time to think about it, then it will come. My intuition will say, hey, you know what, that was not real, but it was real. So I appreciate that. I'm very happy that that woman loves her boss. And maybe the boss really has their back, you know, where they feel comfortable going in and to talk to them about whatever, or when they have to take time off. Not everybody is receptive. Not all bosses are receptive. And the way they do it, too. And when you critique somebody, you better do it. And a lot of people do it the way they know how to do it. And that's not good either. So, but you got to be mindful of that when you give people. Some people are crushed. When you when you say you could do this a little differently, it's in the tone and choice of words. You know?
You have to, as the saying goes, suck it up, buttercup. It doesn't always work well. That depends on who the worker is. Some people can take criticism very well, but it also depends on the way the boss kind of words it too. If they can be nasty about it, or they can sit down and say, listen, this is a better way to do this, and I want to explain that. We don't want to do it this way here. We're going to change this. Or maybe they're just changing the way the company is run in that particular office.
That's right. And I should have really shortened this whole article. I can't look through 5 pages, while I'm on air. I don't read that fast, the key, what the CEO of Whole Foods said, flexibility is in demand more than anything else. So we got to work on that. Okay, we go for another break. That's okay.
Communicate on various topics. Learn to effectively contribute across different subjects with @Kmar Education. Contact us, 203-505-3660. Find out more at kmareducation.org. Preparation is key. Ensure you're always prepared with KMAR Education's Voice Pro Workshop. Call us, 203-505-3660. Join us at kmareducation.org.
I like to help the cluelessness out there that I find all the time. And I just want to mention something to you. It is important that people learn how to research, because people only research unless they get paid for it. And it may not be a topic that they necessarily are interested in. So you got to learn to research even on topics that you don't know anything about. And I give you an example of what we do. I put together the Voice Pro workshop with KMAR. So you get craft effective presentations, write concise stories, presentation on live radio, engage in research. Here it comes. So let's just say I had an 18-year-old, was just about ready to graduate from high school. And I said to him, I like you to find some articles online, and it's about senior travel experience. So as an example, and I want you to research it and give me valid information and what you like about it. So again, he said, oh, yeah, I can do that. And then he said, well, I can't really do it because he was busy with school assignments. So the first thing, you have to get involved in issues that are not necessarily of interest to you. So I can understand that a young man not necessarily knows about the senior community. They may have a grandpa or grandma, but that's as far as it goes. Look, as a finance professional, I had to learn about the senior community and how senior, what happens after retirement and how people live and everything. So when we give financial programs, the tax attorney and the tax man, they need to know who is in front of them and how they live and how they think. So, and as a younger person, you may not have that interest, but in my business, I give you free flowing. I want you to do just that and get back to me and let me see what you found and why was it of interest to you. Now, this is a real story. This particular man couldn't relate to me giving him free flowing assignment instead of giving him precisely 20 steps how to do it. No, I want to see how you think. Yeah, if you have a brain, and I thought the guy had a brain, you can do this. You can go online, you find different articles about how senior travel and their travel experience. So that was just an example. I'm using the topic just as an example. So, and then get back to me. And do you know he complained to his teacher that I gave him an assignment and he really didn't know what to do? And there is structure in free-flowing, folks. Yeah, this is not that we don't know what we're doing, but I'm leaving it up to you. I want to see how you think and how you search. So that's the key. So instead of giving me doing the work and putting it on a piece of paper and saying, okay, here are 20 different things, do it in sequential form. That ticks me off so much, and I really, really like this young man. And this is what I'm saying. A lot of people are not used to doing free flow work. And this is what we need to learn. That's part of flexibility, folks. Part of flexibility. And it really ticked me off that he complained. And you know what? He had problems doing homework assignments and everything. And that's why the parents really assigned him to a certain school. And don't do that with me, you know? And but I learned a lot through all of this. And that's too bad. You will know down the road in years to come, you know, what I mean with free flowing and how there is structure. And anybody who's listening to us, I know we have teachers out there listening to us. They know what I'm talking about. So we got to educate ourselves. So at the same time, I know how creative you are. And I want you to learn about various aspects of life. And I want you to learn to be interested in different topics. It may not be personal of interest, but you have to do it if you want to get paid. Yeah, you have to learn. So that's important. What do you think, Rich?
Absolutely. I think that young man, as the time goes by, will appreciate the effort that you put in to try to educate him a little bit. They may not understand it at the time. So many of the young people like that will do it's so hard, but they're so good with the technology, whereas people my age, I struggle sometimes with the technology or technological end of it. And that's what it is when you need assistance and the interns help out, that you need somebody to help you out with things like that when you're doing a preparation for some sort of presentation.
Yeah, it's so easy to find topics, you know, on let's say a senior travel experience. Find an author, find this, find that. It's so easy, you know. So, but anyway, I'd like you to call me 203-505-3660 and for a consultation, Voice Pro workshop with KMAREducation.org. Happy Father's Day again. Thank you, Rich, and have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.